عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا، ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا. إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The main purpose of religions is to bring spiritual refinements and purification to mankind. When God sends prophets and messengers and apostles and scriptures and revelations and books, He has a goal. He has an objective. And that goal and that objective is to purify the people. Tazkiyah is to refine them. Is tarbiyah, to nurture them, to nourish them, spiritually nourishing them. يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمْ. The task of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Was tazkiyah, to purify and refine and polish our hearts and our minds. And for man to have a smooth journey in this life, and his journey would be fruitful, his or her journey would be fruitful, he has to reach a stage which is called al-qurb al-ilahi, the nearness to God. See, my friends, we have families, we have friends, we have children, and definitely we love either all of them or many of them or some of them. When we love a person, we try to be close to that person. Close physically, sometimes mentally, sometimes emotionally, and spiritually. The same thing we should do with God. With God, we should do the same. God created us. God is the closest one to us. So we have to seek nearness to Him. Now, with people, we have this physical proximity, physical nearness, physical distance. With God, we cannot have physical distance. God does not have a structure, physical structure. But we can have a spiritual distance, spiritual proximity with Him. Al-Qurb al-Ilahi, spiritual nearness to God. In order for us to for our life to be smooth, tension free, trouble free, worries free, we have to establish this friendship and this companionship and this relationship with God. And therefore, it's like the baby who has a baby, a nursing baby, who cannot survive without his mother. The nursing baby is attached to his mother. The condition for that baby to grow, to advance, to be healthy, is to be close to his mother. You cannot separate a baby, nursing baby, from his mother. We are babies, and we need to be close to Allah. We cannot afford not being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our journey is not going to be a healthy journey if we stay away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam, when he speaks about our relationship with God, he says, Inna ma'rifat Allah, verily, the recognition of God, the friendship of with God, unsun min kulli wahsha. Unsun, it's a joy from every solitude, from every fear, you find joy. Unsun min kulli wahsha. Wasahibun min kulli wahda. And it is a good company, good companionship against loneliness. وَصَاحِبٌ مِنْ كُلِّ وَحْشَةٍ وَنُورٌ مِنْ كُلِّ ظُلْمَةٍ. The friendship of God is a light against darkness, every darkness. وَقُوَّةٌ مِنْ كُلِّ ضَعْفٍ. Strength induces you with energy, with strength. Sometimes you feel you are weak, you are unable, because there is something missing. The relationship with God is missing. So when you have a good relationship, it will provide you with God. It is going to provide you with quwwa. وَقُوَّةٌ مِنْ كُلِّ ضَعْفٍ. You're going to find this energy that you are able to continue this journey in this life. And وَشِفَاءٌ مِنْ كُلِّ سُقْمٍ. And the friendship with God represents shifa, healing, recovery from every ailment and every sickness. Ya man ismuhu dawa'un wa dhikruhu shifa. His name is a medicine. And his remembrance, when you speak about him and when you connect with him, is a healing. Healing for the heart which is dead, the heart which is sad, the heart which is confused. Ya man ismuhu dawa'un wa dhikruhu shifa. And therefore, the more we connect with him, the less attachment we're going to have to this dunya. The more we connect with Allah, and the better the relationship is with him, the less we're going to depend on this dunya. The less we're going to be fascinated and attached to this dunya. Do you see some of the young generation when they fall in love with each other, with the opposite gender, how they lose their mind? They lose their mind. They lose their aql. They become crazy. They become crazy. They don't think rightly. When they fall in love with a person, they think that person is the only person in this universe who can bring them happiness. Because they fall in love with that person. The hadith says about those people and those men and women who fall in love, blind love, قُلُوبٌ خَلَتْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ قُلُوبٌ خَلَتْ مِنْ حُبِّ اللَّهِ فَابْتَلَاهَا اللَّهُ بِحُبِّ غَيْرِهِ. When the heart is empty from God, then God is going to tell him, okay, you don't want me, then you have to love someone. Be with that person. Let that person save you. This is an ailment. This is a sickness. This is a deviation when someone falls in love blindly, and if he thinks if he's not going to get that person, he's going to commit suicide. He's going to kill himself. Have you seen many people, they killed themselves of the young generation because he or she could not marry that person. They could not be together, so the solution is to kill myself. Why they kill themselves? قُلُوبٌ خَلَتْ مِنْ حُبِّ اللَّهِ. Because that heart is vacant of the love of God. It becomes ailing. It cling to other hearts, to people who are weak, because the source of power is missing from their heart. Imam Zain al-Abidin, which is on Sunday, the anniversary of his martyrdom, on the 25th of Muharram, is the anniversary of the martyrdom of our fourth Imam, Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, Zain al-Abidin, alayhi salatu wassalam. In his munajat, has a beautiful munajat, and that munajat is when you speak privately to God. Private communion with God. This is munajat. Munajatul Muhibbin. He has 15 munajat. One of them is Muhibbin, those who love God, those who are the sweethearts of God, or God is the sweetheart of their hearts. In that munajat, munajatul muhibbin, he says, Ilahi, man dhal ladhi dhaqa halawata munajatika farama anha badala. Wa man dhal ladhi anisa biqurbika fabtagha anhu hiwala. Oh my Lord, who is he, the person who was able to taste the sweetness of conversing with you and speaking to you, munajatik, talking to you. And then after that, when he tests this sweetness, he says, now I want something else. Today, if you bring the best drink to someone and give it to him, and after he tastes this drink, he would never ask for another drink. He will say, this is my favorite. Imam Zain al-Abidin says, my favorite is munajat with Allah. This is how I enjoy my time. I can't find a substitute for that. وَمَنْ ذَلَّذِي Who is he who found joy and happiness with your nearness, بِقُرْبِكْ, O my Lord? And then he said, no, I don't like this anymore. He's searching for something else. Who is he? No one. The problem is that we do not taste. Why we don't taste? Because when the mouth is filled with haram, unlawful, illegal, the stomach is filled with illegal, the eyes is filled with illegal things, the ears are filled with ghibah and backbiting and illegal things, then we would not taste this sweetness. I was visiting a patient who said, I love all these foods and drinks, but I can't. I don't have an appetite. A person who is sick, he does not have an appetite. We would not have an appetite for Allah if the heart is busy committing sins day and night. If the eyes is busy, the ears is busy, the mouth is busy, the heart is busy committing sins and violations, we would not enjoy munajat. We would not enjoy that munajat. Religion teaches us how to establish a relationship with Allah. Without Allah, we can survive. We don't die. But that life is not the real life. The life that people lead without Allah in their heart is a primitive life, is a primordial life. It's not the real life. It's not substantial life. It has no meaning. We have a friend not far from us, one of the most famous pastors in America, in the nation, or in the whole world. He's a very nice man. He's very humble. I know him. He's a friend of mine. Rick Warren. Rick Warren wrote a book many years ago, which became the bestseller. Millions of copies were sold throughout the world, and it was translated to many languages. In his book, The Beginning, the book is called Purpose Driven Life. Purpose Driven Life. In his book, the very first sentence in his book, what on earth I am here for? What on earth I am here for? You know, this question is asked by millions of people today. Millions of people in America and outside America. Every human being at some point in his or her life would ask this question. What on earth I am here for? Didn't you ask yourself this question? Yes, you did. All of you, you did. At some point you ask yourself, what I am here? Why I am here? Why God created me? What is the purpose of my life? Is it just day and night, go to work, come back home, have lunch, you know, talk to this, talk to that, and then go to bed, and that's... It's not that. It's not. This life has a higher goals. This life, we are here to save, to teach, to guide, to salvage. This is the mission. Otherwise, the life, if we don't do these things, the life would have no meaning, no taste. It will be very bitter. Very bitter. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ, Allah says in the Holy Quran, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. You think we created you just to eat and a drink and a sleep and have fun, and there is no other higher goal? There is a higher goal. So the one who does not believe in God and has no relation, his life is going to be in a closed circuit. In a closed circuit. The routine that we do every day. What else? What is after that? This year now, 2015 is over. Okay? After that, 2016 will be over. Before it arrives, it's over. The same thing with 2017. And where we are heading, what do we do in this life? What is the real mission of this life? Just to eat and a drink, and then after that, at the time of death, we die? There is a bigger mission. What brings taste and meaning and direction into my life is my relationship with God. When I'm connected with Him, it gives a purpose. It gives a real meaning that I spend my life fi ta'atillah, serving Him, that He would be okay with me, ridallah, the pleasure of God, to earn the pleasure of God. And God is not, He does not want the pleasure for Himself to enjoy. He doesn't need us, none of us. He says it's for you. When you listen to me, when you obey me, when you follow me, the goodness comes back to you in Ahsantum, Ahsantum, the best law in the Holy Quran. This is the best law in chapter 17. In Ahsantum, Ahsantum li anfusikum. You do good, once you do good, you do it to your own self. Wa in asa'tum, if you do evil, falaha, it goes against yourself. We see this on a daily basis. People who do good, they reap the benefit of that goodness. People who do bad, they reap the benefit of their evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Insan. Surah Al-Insan, also one of the most powerful chapters in the Holy Quran. Chapter 76. Al-Ata ala al-insani heenum min al-dahri lam yakun shay'an madhkura. Then Allah says to him, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. To receive this energy, we need this energy. We need this charge, spiritual charge. How do we charge our hearts and our souls and our minds? وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Remember the name of your Lord. بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Throughout the day, in the morning, early morning, midday, in the afternoon, in the evening, bukratan wa asila, wa min al-layl, and part of the night, fasjud lahu, prostrate, fasjud lahu. Prostration means that I submit to you. This is a gesture of submission. This is a gesture of surrenderance to you. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. And glorify him the long nights. This is the prophet. He needs to fuel himself. This is a fuel, spiritual fuel, spiritual energy and food. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. إِنَّ هَؤُلَاء, those people who make fun of you, Quraysh, the pagans in Mecca, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ يُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَ. The problem with them is that they seek the ajila. Ajila is the fleeting life, ajila, that passes by very quick. And no one can attest to this fact that this life is very short, more than us who live in America. Who can tell me among you that this life is not short? It's very long. The day is very long. The week is very long. The month, the year. Who can tell me this? I'll go and hug him and kiss him 100 times. This is ajil. So the Holy Quran is not exaggerating. This life is a fleeting life. Inna ha'ula, the problem with them is that they admire this ajil, the fleeting life. وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا. But they turn away from the real life. The heavy duty life, that one, the real life, the authentic one. وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ. They throw behind their back. يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا. A day, a hard day, a day of reckoning, a day of judgment, a day of responsibility, a day where God is going to hold them for everything they did and everything they said. وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا. Islam and all religions, they came to give us direction in this life, so we don't get lost and we don't get confused. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين, وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين, وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام, وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي, أجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله, أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. روي عن الإمام الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال: إن الله تعالى خص الأنبياء عليهم السلام بمكارم الأخلاق, فمن كانت فيه فليحمد الله تعالى على ذلك, ومن لم تكن فيه فليتضرع إلى الله ويسأله إياها. The sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq عليه الصلاة والسلام, says: God has distinguished the prophets and the messengers from the rest of us, the rest of the people, with what? With size. They have bigger size, big and tall. Or with what? With a zip code. Or with money, with children, with gardens, with what? None of these. بمكارم الأخلاق. The virtuous morals, for their moral virtues, they are distinguished for their moral virtues, not physical virtues. Moral. Whoever of you has these, then he should thank Allah. And he then puts 15 ones. We will go through them. And whoever does not have them, either all of them or none of them, then he or she has to beseech God to grant him these moral virtues. قِيلَ يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَمَا هِيَ. O the son of the Prophet, tell us, what are these moral virtues that God gave to the prophets, and he distinguished them from us with these moral virtues? فقال, he said, these are the moral virtues. Number one, الورع, piety. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم. The true believer is when the name of God is rehearsed, you feel the jolt here. You feel the difference in your heart. That's a sign of piety and righteousness, al-wara. And nothing, no immunity in this universe, and no protection better than piety. No one can control us. No government, no military, no cops, no judge, no court can control us, the humans, other than piety and righteousness. Therefore, the first one is piety, al-wara. The second, al-qana'ah, content. Content of what you have. Be an accepting person, not always rejecting. I reject this, I don't like this, I hate this, I can't stand this. Be accepting of the people around you. In the people we have, some of them are angels like you, alhamdulillah. All of you are angels. And some of them are not very much so. But we have to accept. In your family you have the same. The food, some of the food is good, some of it is not that good. You have to accept this. Your wife, your husband, your children. Some women, they come to me, she says, my husband is not that good. I tell her, tell me who's very good, you know. Show me. Your father was very good, mashallah, who raised you. Or your brothers, your sister, who? We don't have perfect person in this life. No one is perfect. We have to be accepting. If you want to be happy, you have to be accepting. Content, qana'ah, satisfied with what God has. That does not mean you don't thrive for a better. You must do that. But if it doesn't happen, accept that. Al-qana'ah. Third, was-sabr, patience. Patience in Islam, patience in religion represents the head for the body. The head is essential for the body to move. This is the role of patience and religion. وَلَا إِيمَانَ لِمَنْ لَا صَبْرَ لَهُ. The one who does not have patience has no faith, has no belief in God. Fourth, وَالشُّكْر. Being thankful for what God has given us. Sometimes we don't thank God. Al-Imam al-Sajjad, which is after tomorrow, is his martyrdom, the 25th of Muharram is the anniversary of his martyrdom. One of his nicknames is As-Sajjad. As-Sajjad comes from prostrating. Prostrator, always. The Imam says, his son Imam Muhammad al-Baqir says, Inna abi ma dhakara lillahi ni'matan illa was-sajad. Whenever he remembers God's grace, God's gift, God's bounty, immediately he will go for sujood, prostration. وَلَا فَرَغَ مِن صَلَاتٍ إِلَّا وَسَجَدْ. When God enables him, salat, he gives him an opportunity. Some people don't get this opportunity to pray. They don't get it. They are not worthy of standing before God. So when he finds this opportunity to perform a salat, immediately after the salat he does sujood. He prostrate as a gesture of thanks and appreciation. وَلَا دَفَعَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ سُوءًا إِلَّا وَسَجَدْ. When God averts evil from him and protects him, he will prostrate. ولا وفق لإصلاح. This is very interesting. ولا وفق لإصلاح بين اثنين إلا وسجن. When he is able to reconcile between two people, husband and wife who are fighting, he brings them together. Two neighbors, they don't speak to each other. He goes and he brings them together. He creates peace between families, between neighbors, between friends. And then when his mission is accomplished, he goes for sujood, prostration. He knows this is God's grace on him. God enabled him. Some people, they can destroy relationships, destroy the bridges. Others, they can build. We have to be builders, peacemakers. So we have to be thankful. Ash-shukru lillah, this is the sifa, the character of very few. Very few. At the time of grace and bounties, we forget about God. Wal-hilm, forbearance, is another character of the messengers and the prophets. Hilm. Hilm that they, when someone does something bad to them, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا, when someone who's ignorant, unaware, غافل, forgetful, he does something bad, they don't react in a bad way. They have forbearance. Allah has created something here called heart. The heart has a huge capacity to take, you know, people's evil and people's assault and insults. You have to take it. You have to be able to bear these things through forbearance. Wal-haya, haya is modesty and self-respect. And as-sakha, which is generosity. Again, religion and generosity are synonymous. No religion without generosity. If you find someone, even if he spends his days and nights praying, but he's not generous, his prayers are not working, unfortunately. He has to recycle them. Send them to the recycle center. See what's wrong with them. They are not working. A good believer is a generous person. Generosity. والشجاعه, courage. والغيره, غيره is integrity. He defends his family, his daughters, his children, his wife, his sisters. This is in a good way, huh? A family honor, not that he goes, he takes the blade and he cuts the head. No, not honor killing. This is not ghira. This is a craziness. Ghira is within the boundaries. You protect them, you provide them with protection. Mental protection, spiritual protection, social protection. And then wasitqul hadith, truthfulness. When the person speaks, he tells the truth. Walbir, dutifulness, al-birru bil-walidain, to be dutiful to your parents. Some people, they pray and they fast, but they have no relationship with their parents, no respect to their mothers and fathers. This is not good. Wa ada'ul amana, trustworthiness. Amana, you get something from someone, you have to give it back. You have to give it back to that person. Ada'ul amana. وَالْيَقِينَ, certainty, your relationship in God, you know that He does exist, and you are proud of this relationship. You are not hesitant here or confused. وَحُسْنُ الْخُلْقِ, good temper, that alhamdulillah, we all Muslims have this one, alhamdulillah at least. وَالْمُرُوءَ, magnanimity. مُرُوءَ, when you find someone is in a trouble, you don't turn your face and you leave. You say, others can help him. No, I will go and help him. He's a human being and I'm a human being. I don't care about others. This is my responsibility. This is muru'ah. These are 15 characters. This is how the Prophet Moses became distinguished. Jesus, even Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They became distinguished from the rest of mankind with these 15 characters. We have to strive to learn and emulate some of them. My friends, every year we provide food for those who walk to the Arba'een, the ziyara, the special ziyara of Arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. So this year, if you feel that you would like to provide them with food and shelter, you are welcome. This is Hajj Shamsuddin Shahidi is sitting here. He can collect that money because we send it. We have less than a month to the Arba'een. I believe Arba'een will be December 2nd, So we have less than a month, and those people, they started their journey. Many of them, they already started these journeys that last for 20 days, 25 days sometimes, 500 kilometers, 600 kilometers. They walk, they don't ride. So we provide them with money. We send the money, they provide them with food and shelter. If you'd like to participate, Hajj Shamsuddin is here. And then inshallah, we're going to begin the teaching at the seminary, Ahlul Bayt Islamic Seminary of California. If you want to visit the website, it is www.aisoc.org. And we're going to begin from Monday, inshallah. And then on Saturday, عندنا الجلسة العربية لوفاة الإمام زين العابدين. We have the Arabic session that begins at 7 p.m. on Saturday, inshallah. Saturday, November 7th. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.